Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You are listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Monica Ortiz is a successful life coach, published author, and respected healer. For over 20 years, Monica has helped people from all walks of life overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. Her radio shows are designed to bring her wisdom to you. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you for the intro, Vanessa. Today is Monday, October 6th. I'm Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Here on the show, we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. All of you beautiful listeners, remember to expand your mind, ask questions. If you don't understand something I'm saying, or even if you do, but you'd like to delve deeper, call in at 646-716-9397, and let's talk. You might get an answer that you need. Also, if you're a little bit shy and you don't want to call in but still have a question, you can email me at radio@theuniverseseries.com, and we will read and answer your question on the next show or on a show with the topic that it pertains to. We'd love to hear from you. That being said, here's a question I received about the last radio show's topic. For those of us who are neat freaks, how do we find the balance between cleanliness and perceived chaos or disaster? Okay, this is a question that hits close to home with me. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Thank you, Mom. I also have an allergy to dust, so my home needs to stay clean. That being said, I give Ian space to be Ian, which, while he is clean, his idea of clean and my idea of clean are two different ideas. He and I do our best to work together to keep our home clean. So thank you, Ian. So to answer the question, understand the difference between cleanliness and perceived chaos and disaster is a mindset. Everyone's perception is different. To find balance, the first thing you have to realize is that there is no such thing as control. I know that everybody uses that word now, and it's a big word in our vocabulary, but there's no such thing. Understand what your clean is, but if you live with other people, you cannot control their space or their idea of clean. You can do your best to keep your house clean. Stay organized to the best of your ability with the understanding that there is a possibility that things will interrupt your organization. Understand that disasters are tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, and your home being utterly destroyed. Okay? If you remember that, you will remember there's no such thing as control, and you can only do your best to maintain a standard that you appreciate. I hope that answered your question. And if you'd like, again, to delve deeper, just email me at radio@theuniverseseries.com, and I can try again. Today's episode is on how to deal with stress. I would like to say a great big happy hello to Ian, who is joining us here on the show today, because today's show, he and I were talking about today's show, and it really, he has a lot of interesting things to say about it. So I asked him if he would join me, and he graciously accepted. So Ian, say hi to everyone.
Hello, listeners, and more importantly, hello, my lovely wife. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And again, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's nice to hear your voice and not just my voice all the time when I'm doing these shows. So today's episode is on how to deal with stress. It's a fast-paced world, and we're either setting that pace or moving frantically to keep up. You don't have to suffer burnout, lose yourself to it, or the relationships you cherish. Learn how to go with your life slow. In this episode, I will teach you how to find your speed, what's right for you, when to say no, which is really important, and how to breathe again. The first key is how to determine what's causing you stress. Okay, remember, the episode is how to deal with stress. So you have to figure out what's causing you stress. We all live very busy lives. We have work, amorous relationships, friends, family, and other activities that we try to juggle and fit into our daily lives. We also have work stresses, relationship stresses. Sometimes we disagree with our family and friends, and sometimes we just can't seem to fit in any quality downtime for ourselves. When I say downtime, that includes rest, social activities, working out, or anything you do for yourself to recharge and reset. Take a moment and evaluate what in your life is causing your stress. Ask yourself how you can change it. Is it a matter of a conversation with someone to come to a new mutual understanding? Is it something in your life you have to let go of? Is it something that you need to redirect a different kind of energy to? Now, I know you're probably thinking, energy, why is she talking about energy? The question should be, how do I direct a different kind of energy? So here's an example. When you're having difficulty in a relationship with someone because you can't see eye to eye on a subject, then take a step back and think about your approach to them. Think about how you've approached them each time on the subject and think about the outcome. You know that when someone is coming at you in a harsh way, it causes you to be defensive or immediately put up your defenses. It's the same with others when you approach them with strict or harsh words. If your approach has been the same each time with a negative outcome each time, with neither of you being able to come to a mutual happy resolution, then change your approach. Enter with more understanding. Offer a token of peace. Offer an honest compliment or kind word. When we are approached with kindness, we have a much different frame of mind and attitude than when we're approached with harsh words or negative actions. Put positive intent and energy into the situation and work to a positive outcome. This is going to help you relieve that stress. Okay? Now, I know sometimes the person on the receiving end isn't always going to be in the same amiable frame of mind, and it isn't going to be easy to resolve it. So, in that case, step away for a bit. Give some breathing space for the two of you, and understand that you will have to reapproach it sometime in the future. Again, we're looking for ways to relieve your stress, to let go of your stress, to deal with stress in positive, healthy ways, okay? So that goes for all situations you're having difficulty with. If you're having difficulty at work and need to find some resolution so that you can alleviate the stress there, then work on the solution. Open lines of communication. There can be a positive outcome. You just need the frame of mind to come to what the solution is. We'll discuss how to get to that frame of mind later in the show. Now let's talk about finding balance in your schedule. A lot of times when I'm talking to clients about balance in their life and get to the question of how do you balance your schedule, they talk to me about how they juggle things. Listen, balance isn't juggling. While I can see juggling is an art, it can be very stressful thinking about all of the balls you have up in the air at one time and being concerned about any of them falling out of place and hitting the floor. Balance is harmonious. It's setting a happy schedule in your life. What I mean by happy schedule is a schedule that allows you to accomplish your work and your goals and also allows you to do things that give you that time to recharge and reset. I know I spoke about recharging and resetting earlier, and I will continue to press that as it's so important for your frame of mind, because we approach things differently when we're not stressed. Okay? A lot of people, have you ever heard the comment, you know, when you're about to make a big decision and somebody says, sleep on it? Well, that's one of the reasons they say that, because when you go to sleep, you know, you let your mind rest. When you wake up, you're in a different mindset. So the decision that you might have made the day prior might not be the same decision that you're going to make when you wake up or after you wake up. So, again, a lot of people who really know me don't see me stressed very often. I know when I talk about this a lot when I do guided meditations. They mostly see me as someone who's calm and light. I'm not this way because I don't take things seriously. I'm this way because I keep things in perspective. I do a lot of breathing, okay? And everybody who knows me can tell you I do a lot of breathing on not making emotional decisions. Most of us live a life filled with outside demands and pressure. Others of us live a life filled with high expectations of ourselves. I've worked some very demanding, high-pressure jobs. Really exist. This wasn't a balanced life. My social life always suffered, and sometimes so did my health. I realized I wasn't enjoying myself, and I stopped. I evaluated my situation, and then I began the process of making positive changes so that things for me turned around in a direction that I enjoyed and I appreciated. So for you, stop. Determine what your life's flow is. What is your optimal schedule? You know you have to work and support yourself. And if you have a family, supporting your family is essential. So there are certain hours. Sorry, I just got a message over. So there are certain hours of the day that's mandatory. Make sure the job you're doing is one that you like. In all of my teachings, I always, all of my clients, any of the lectures that we do, anywhere we go, that's one of the things that I always tell people is enjoy your job. Enjoy what you're doing. It's a big part of your life. If you think about it, it's at least 8 hours a day of your life, so that's almost a third of your life. Okay, and I say almost because we do work, most of us don't work on the weekends. If you find a job that you enjoy, that will help you with the work stress. When you're on your commute to and from your job, listen to the music that you enjoy or have a nice, enjoyable conversation with a friend. Make that time stress-free you time, okay? A few years ago, I lived in Los Feliz and worked in Venice Beach. And if you live in Los Angeles, you know that this is a brutal commute during peak traffic hours, and it would take me up to an hour and a half each way. If I worked really late at the end of the day, my mom was concerned about me leaving the office in the dark and driving by myself, so she would make sure that I called her when I was leaving so she knew that I got into my car safely, and then she would talk to me while I drove home. It was usually a good 45 minutes to an hour conversation that she and I really enjoyed. By the time I arrived home, I was pretty relaxed. What I did was I took a not-so-enjoyable environment, which is what crazy Los Angeles traffic can be, and changed it into some pretty interesting conversations with my mom. If you ever get a chance to talk to my mom, you'll know you'll have pretty good interesting conversations. In fact, I'm going to draw Vanessa. Vanessa was here because Vanessa and I work together. She lives in Boise. I live in Los Angeles. And she and Andrew Dow, who also works with us, they were here. And my mom's in the field of medicine. And they both had a question about something about neurology, which is my mom's field. And so I said, hey, I don't know the answer to your question, so let's call my mom. So, Vanessa, you actually got a chance to listen to my mom, didn't you?
Yes, definitely.
She's pretty interesting, isn't she?
Yes, very direct and to the point, and tells you what she thinks. So.
Yeah, and full of knowledge because, you know, neurology, that was a field she was in for over 35 years. So yeah, she knew what she was talking about. Okay, back to the show with my mom, another conversation. Find your speed. If you have overloaded your schedule with too much have-tos and not enough want-tos, then evaluate your schedule. Make those changes. Okay, let's be healthy. Also, look at your schedule and acknowledge your accomplishments. Reward yourself for your accomplishments. A lot of us don't do that. Again, how we view things is a big part of how we feel. So if you're accomplishing goals but not rewarding yourself for them in a healthy way, then you're going to feel like that hamster in a wheel, running and running and running, going nowhere fast. When you stop, breathe, acknowledge what you've accomplished and reward yourself for it. It triggers enjoyment and satisfaction in your mind, which is healthy. Again, evaluate what makes you feel rewarded and add those into your schedule. Ian teaches a one-hour class on how to schedule your days that I call the golden page that I wish everyone took because it really helps you see your accomplishments. He and I are working on incorporating that into some of my corporate lectures because it's really, really valuable. So I'm going to ask Ian really quickly because we're talking about schedules and feeling as though when you're doing something and you've got these goals and you want to accomplish them, a lot of times we do get to the point of accomplishing them, but we forget to acknowledge it. So with your, what I call the golden page, he calls it something else. I look at the page and it's golden to me. So, Ian, when did you come up with that way of scheduling?
It came about, I guess, as a result of feeling the pressure of too much stress. And I used to work in real estate where I found that the hours I was working was always at the mercy of somebody else, and I never felt like my time was my own. I always felt like I was chasing listings here and doing appointments for buyers there, and I would be trying to study up on areas of the field I wasn't sure about in between, and then there was ads to write and photos to take and all kinds of stuff, but always other people dictating to me when I wasn't going to, and I didn't feel like I was in control of my life at all until I met a fellow called Peter Gilchrist, who was a real estate trainer from New Zealand, and he mentioned what he called his perfect week, where he designed a program about taking control back of your own time, but not letting down the people who you were responsible to for your income. So I guess my pages of gold, my golden pages, or my perfect week, whatever you prefer to call it, came about as a result of realizing that I needed to do something to take control of the stressful environment I was working in and not enjoying at all.
Yeah, it's really, really important for everybody. And I know I use the word important a lot, and it's. I think I'm trying to show and or verbalize to all the listeners in the world out there, in radio land out there, that listening is so important. Writing down these tools that I'm giving you are going to help you understand them and then practice them, you know, putting them into your daily life through practice, through getting it down to come to the, you know, having the knowledge of these different principles that I'm giving you so that you can live your most enjoyable life, so that you can succeed, so that you can do what we in the universe call living your exceptional life, being that exceptional human being. And I love the golden page. And a lot of my clients when they're struggling with their schedules. I do absolutely put them in touch with Ian so that Ian can sit and go through, teach them the golden page. So, and they've all found it valuable. In fact, a lot of our team members in the Universe series, a lot of our team members have worked with Ian on the golden page and, you know, taking that class course from him, and we put it into practice in the Universe series. And in fact, I call his the golden page. I love colors. And so my page wasn't golden. My page was filled with colors. And to me, that was visually pleasing. So where Ian and I, when we met and he talked about his schedule and I spoke about my schedule, and then we compared, it was really funny because we were both practicing the same things. It's just that our pages looked different because mine was extremely colorful, as I am. So again, find your perfect schedule, and it takes asking yourself questions. The next part of our show, when to say no. This is something else that I've worked with people on over the years. I tend to have a lot of people who come to me and their moms and their dads and their CEOs and CFOs, and they are very, very busy in their life, and or college students who are swamped trying to get their degrees and attain their life goals, who come to me and they have this problem with saying no. And they take on more and they take on more and they take on more in their schedules, and they have overloaded their schedules, so they just become extremely overwhelmed. And what we have to do is exactly what I've just shown you or spoke to you about, which is look at your schedule, look at what's causing you stress, look at your life, evaluate what's causing you stress so that you can learn to deal with it in a healthy way. And so saying no is super important. And it's not just saying no to everything, okay? It's actually looking at your schedule, looking at your life, what doesn't set well with you? Okay, what are you able to accomplish and what are you not able to accomplish? And before we got on this show, Ian and I were talking about the show, and I said, you know, I got this question from someone, and so we were talking about what the question meant about, you know, cleanliness and perceived chaos. And he told me that when he used to live in a house with, I guess, four other roommates, what he used to do was, because his idea of cleanliness was one thing and theirs was another, he would take on the chores, the kitchen chores, and delegate or trade out his other chores that he didn't particularly enjoy with his roommates. And so that's what I'm saying when we learn to say no, learn to trade. If you don't particularly like to do something, learn to say no, okay? You don't have to do it. You're not forced to do it. Or if you have a responsibility with something, then learn to trade. Learn to work with other people within the group that you have, okay? If you can't go grocery shopping and you are relying on your husband to do it, then trade off something with your husband, something that particularly, you know, he doesn't enjoy, but you know, you do the cooking instead. Saying no to things that you don't want to do are very, very important. Now, I understand that this is a very broad subject, and I understand that sometimes you might want to say to me, because sometimes my daughter says to me, Mom, I don't want to go to work today. I'm really exhausted and I just don't want to do it. But she has two children. So sometimes she's got to work past that, not wanting to go, and figure out the reasons why she doesn't want to go, to then enjoy it. And what we did was we determined that she just didn't enjoy the facility that she was at. So what she did was she put in a request to change facilities. So she actually moved to the facility that was across town. And now she really, really likes it. See? So that was her no, so to speak. You know, no, I'm not going to go to this facility because I don't really enjoy it, and it makes me not want to go into the office every day. And so she made the effort and put in the request to move facilities, and now she's quite happy and enjoys her job again, which, like I said before, it is one of your universal keys to enjoying your life, which is enjoying something that you do with your life. Now, I'm going to take a brief pause and go to Vanessa. Vanessa has something we're going to talk. She's going to talk about our sponsor, which is Audible. To you, Vanessa.
Thank you. Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service. Back to you, Monica.
Thank you, Vanessa. And hopefully you guys have gone to Audible and at least looked at the books that they have, because I've heard that they're a really good service. I've heard. I haven't looked myself yet, but I'm going to. So I'm going to ask both Ian and Vanessa a question. In talking about when to say no, did you guys understand what I was saying?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, there's a healthy way of protecting yourself, and saying no is at the forefront of that for sure.
Yeah. Saying no isn't hurting somebody's, it's not meant to hurt anybody's feelings. It's really meant to get you to a good place and also get the people around you understanding you better, understanding what you do like and what you don't like and what you can do and what you can't do, and being able to move into a happy place of, you know, again, finding that balance and being able to move into a happy place of doing things that you can. And that's why I gave the reference of my daughter. She still does exactly the same job. She's just moved to a different facility that she enjoys much better and now is more productive in her work and likes going to work. But we had to sit down and evaluate why she wasn't liking it, or for her, why she was saying, no, I'm not going into work today. No, I'm not going to do it. Again, making it a very healthy no. So now we're going to go into the third part of our show. And I know it's the midway point, but this is kind of the bigger segment of the show that I wanted to talk to everybody about. It's I teach guided meditation. And mine are a bit different. You might go, oh, guided meditations, Monica, I don't want to talk about that. Okay, stay with me, because mine are a bit different than everybody else's, okay? My beginning guided meditations are to teach you how to breathe again. And just like I say in class, yes, you are still breathing because you're still alive. So, yes, you're inhaling oxygen and exhaling. But most of us have forgotten how to breathe. Have you ever been sitting somewhere and working on a problem, and all of a sudden you finish with that problem and find yourself exhale really hard? Well, you didn't realize it, but you were actually holding your breath. And so if you hold your breath, you're holding in all of that stress. You're holding in pressure. You're holding in anxiety. You're holding in sickness. And we're not meant to do that. Our breath is meant to alleviate all that. It's meant to keep us calm. It's meant to keep us centered. It's meant to keep everything within our body flowing so that we're working at our optimum. It really is. And this is where Ian comes in. This is why I brought Ian on the show. When Ian and I met, he knew what I did, but he wasn't a big believer in meditation. But because he loves me, he would attend my guided meditations as a way of showing his support. But he told me he thought it was all malarkey, and that's an Ian word, and he wasn't going to participate. Because I love him and respect his opinions, I never criticized or forced him to be a part of my meditation. After attending about 6 of them and listening to other attendees talk about how they felt or what they were experiencing during, he asked me if he could participate, and I said yes. Well, I must say that he is enjoying the meditations with me, and he's had some wonderful experiences. He's also so much more calm now than when I first met him. So, Ian, can you tell us a little bit about your life before you and I met?
Oh, I touched on that a little earlier in the show where I said that I was so busy chasing here and chasing there and being at the will of everybody else that I really didn't have any still time in my life. I didn't have any real downtime where I could just gather my thoughts or where I could prepare myself, I guess, for what was ahead rather than just reacting to everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that I had the opinion that meditation was just a bunch of malarkey. And the reason I had that opinion was I had been exposed to meditation on a couple of occasions during my real estate career where it was presented to us as a way of attaining life balance, which is no different to what you're saying. It's just the way that it was sold to me in the past was not very convincing. And certainly the techniques that I experienced was, I guess I had the opinion that it was people paying to have a snooze. The meditation really did not seem to be achieving anything other than I watched a bunch of people fall asleep and I didn't really get much out of it at all with the previous instructors that I had been exposed to. And it was that conditioning, I suppose, for want of a better description, that made me feel that I didn't particularly want to participate when I first met you. And I preferred just to sit back and observe, I think. I was a doubting Thomas for sure. But I think as I watched what happened during your meditations, listened to the difference in what you were coaching people and what you're introducing people to and opening their minds and experiences to, and then when I started hearing the stories of people telling me what they experienced during the guided meditation, and then over a longer period of time actually seeing physical results in people, it made me think, well, what the heck? I can give this a go as well, and maybe it is different to what I've seen before. And now I don't know how many months down the track I am, but I feel that the three meditations that I definitely do each week and the ones that I do on my own have made a massive difference in my life, and I'm happy to share my stories now with those that attend the meditations that you organize.
Yeah, and he does, because what I teach is, in the beginning class, what I teach is called 7-7-7 breathing, and it's a breathing that I worked on, and I worked on with a lot of different people to see how, because I knew that it worked for me, and so I worked with a bunch of different people to see how it worked for them, if it was going to be a positive thing, and I found that 7-7-7 breathing, which I'll explain more to you in just a bit. 7-7-7 breathing becomes very comfortable. It's a very comfortable meditation, and as you do it, it's really to calm your mind, relax your mind, relax your body, and really center yourself. So that, remember what I said earlier about how the saying about sleep on it, you know, don't make a decision right now, sleep on it, and then make your decision in the morning. That's really what happens during the meditations that I teach, is that you get to that place. You're not sleeping. Ian just said he thought people were taking a snooze. People are not snoozing in my meditation. Okay? You're not sleeping. What you're actually doing is, but it gets you to that place. It gets you that place of being centered and being calm and being relaxed, so that you can, after the class, make that healthy decision for your life. You know, I had a woman who attended guided meditation just once, she came back and to three or four meditations. She came back the next week, let me put it that way. And she said, oh, she came in and says, hey, Monica, how are you? I came back because I really love it. It's not. And I said, oh, hi, how are you? Because I, you know, vaguely remembered her. I see so many people. And she said, you know, she says, I have to tell you, I went to work the following day after I did your meditation. And I worked, and she says, midday, my boss came to me, and he said, whatever you're doing, whatever you did last night, keep doing it. Because I am just really enjoying your work today. And she said she felt so good because she had never gotten a compliment from her boss, not like that. And she felt so good, and she, you know, kept working the next few days, and she still felt the benefit of the meditation, and thus came in the next week to continue doing it and to continue learning. So, that was one of the stories that Ian had heard, as well as many, many others. So I'm going to ask Ian another question, if you don't mind, sir. How has meeting me changed your life?
Wow. I don't want to give the...
Okay. You don't have to be kind. Just tell the truth.
I didn't want to give the listeners too much detail. But as far as managing stress goes, yeah, look, the meditations, I can't reiterate enough. It's a point of starting to manage your stress. It's creating quiet time and creating the stillness in your mind so that you can make good decisions and so that you can evaluate things objectively. Then meditation takes on another form as you start to experience the powers that go beyond just the stillness. And obviously you're going to talk to people about how the meditations can progress later on in the show, and starting at the breathing. So I'll just keep it to that for now. The 777 breathing that I learnt created the calm time which had been severely lacking in my life for a long time. Coming out of meditation, I found that I was able to sit quietly and look more objectively at the way that I was managing my life. And I've continued to develop that to the point where I now feel more in control of my time, more able to service the needs of people who require things from me, but to do it under my terms more so. I mean, you can't dictate everything in life and you can't manage everything at your own pace, but I think the meditation has taught me to be more organized, more calm, more productive, and when things do go wrong, better able and more equipped to cope with the things that do go wrong. And you did that.
Okay, so Vanessa, I'm gonna bring you on board. Same question to you. How has meeting me changed your life, but how have the meditations that you've been doing changed your life?
Well, overall, I just feel a lot calmer, and so when any stressful situation comes up, which they always do no matter what, I mean, life happens and things are going to happen that cause stress in your life, and I just feel like in the past I would really get worked up and get angry, and it would be a scene pretty much. And now I just am much better able to handle it and just handle it calmly and with ease. And then you're better able to think more clearly about how to handle the situation as opposed to from an angry, stressed point of view.
Yeah. So when all the other things that I've taught you is because all of the things that I'm talking about on the show, I've taught to Vanessa and I've taught to Ian, and then have also taught them the guided meditation. So they put all of these things into practice, and then with the guided meditation that I'm also going to teach you guys in a few minutes, with the guided meditation, that's how their life is changing. Because once they evaluate their life and once they start restructuring, so to speak, once they start using these principles to get rid of stress and or to deal with stress, the breathing, the actual meditation breathing helps you keep doing this. And I'm going to say this, because, and this is one of the reasons I brought Vanessa, or are asking Vanessa questions as well, because when I started this, while Vanessa was learning the principles, and I said, hey, let me start teaching you how to breathe, let me start teaching you meditation, Vanessa really struggled. I mean, as much as Ian thought it was malarkey, he struggled in his own way. He didn't struggle. He had to actually sit and do it. You know, he wasn't a believer. Vanessa really wanted to do it, but she was so busy in her life with her job and everything else while we were reorganizing her life and fixing all the things that were troublesome to her. She kept saying, oh, I just don't have time to do it. I just don't have time to do it. I can't do a 20-minute meditation. I can't do 25 minutes. I can't, you know, some people do an hour, which always amazes me, sit for an hour. But, and so what I said to her, which is what I'm going to say to all you listeners out there, start with 5 minutes. Do this for 5 minutes. You will see that it will make a difference in your life. And so don't put it into your head that you have to sit for 20 minutes or 25 minutes or an hour. Find the time of day that works best for you. If that's in the morning, right when you get up, when you're in that state of mind that's still kind of peaceful, do the meditation then. If it's at lunchtime, if you have an office and right before you go to lunch, you sit for this 5 minutes and do the breathing, and that's your perfect time, make it that time. If it's after you come back from lunch and you close the door and you take that 5 minutes to do this breathing and then go to work, make it that time. If it's when you come home and right after dinner you have 5 minutes to just close your door and sit by yourself and again for 5 minutes. And so what I told Vanessa and all of you people out there, everybody has smartphones now, and so most people have alarms and or what, you know, that stopwatch feature on it. Set your stopwatch feature for 5 minutes. Set your alarm for 5 minutes, and then start the breathing. And then when your alarm goes off, you know that it was 5 minutes, and then you're done. You know, it's the same thing I told my daughter. You know, do it for 5 minutes, because she said, Mom, I have work, I have two kids, I have this, that, and the other. I totally get it, but again, we're restructuring things so you can live your happiest life. So let's put these into practice in the simplest way that you can. You will find after you do it for 5 minutes that you can do it for 10 minutes or that 20 minutes works for you. You know, again, your life is going to start changing. You're putting these principles that I'm giving you every episode and these things that I'm teaching you every episode, if you put them into practice in your life, you will find, just like my clients do, that your life starts to change for the better. Okay? I've been doing this for a long time, and we have amazing success at it. So that being said, I'm going to ask Ian one more question, and then we're going to do the 5 minutes. So, Ian, are you able to find more balance between your daily responsibilities and the things you do to enjoy yourself?
Absolutely. The combination of being calmer and combining that with managing time better and not being at other people's mercy naturally creates time as a reward as well. You mentioned earlier in the show that if you have a list of tasks to do, that it's healthy to reward yourself. And I think that if I give a tip to any people listening out there, it's exactly that. Make your list of things to do each day, and when you've completed it, treat yourself to something. If you finish early, don't create more work for yourself. Enjoy the time that you've created as a reward. Then each day becomes a lot more enjoyable. On days when you run over budget on tasks that you've set for yourself, well, understand that that happens from time to time. Use the breathing to manage through the difficult times. And life has definitely improved for me. I feel more in control. I feel that I'm justified in rewarding myself with some time to myself, because I do believe that by being calmer and more objective, I do better quality work. I probably get more done now in less time than I ever did because I'm not so stressed.
Yeah, Yeah, good point. Very, very good point. Thank you. And I have another little quick story to tell you. So I had a client a few years ago. Actually, he was my friend, and I had known him for 12 years. And whenever we would go hang out together, we would always drive our separate cars and whatnot. And after probably 12 years of knowing each other, we, I don't know how it happened, but we managed to get into the same car together. He was driving. We managed to get tickets to something where we were going to go. So he picked me up. We went. This was the first time I got into the car with him. And I have to tell you, I was terrified. He started driving, and he suffered the worst road rage I had ever seen. And it was like, I was witnessing a whole different person. He was yelling at people, and I had really not heard him ever curse. And, oh, my gosh, it was frightening. And so I said to him, at first I was like, oh, my goodness, I have to get out of the car because, I'm scared. I'm scared of this guy driving, and, you know, he's weaving in and out of traffic. And anyway, so I said to him, listen, I need to teach you this breathing. I do, because you're freaking me out, because I really think you're going to have a heart attack. Like, if you don't stop with this absolute anger, you're really going to hurt yourself physically. Oh, I'm not going to do that. The meditation is just nonsense. It's not. I said, forget about meditation. I'm just going to teach you the breathing, okay? I'm just going to teach you to breathe, because you got to stop this, because it's really so unhealthy. And usually I'm not a tell people what to do. I'm more of a no man can tell another man what to do, or no human being can tell another human being what to do. Everybody has to make their own choices, and I can't take choices away. But he was my friend for a long time, and so I really said, listen, I really want you to sit with me and learn this breathing. He did. He agreed. And he has learned the breathing. And I have to tell you, after probably 5 or 6 sessions of just sitting with me and learning this breathing, he does not have any kind of road rage at all, none. He gets into the car, and he's so calm and relaxed. It's pretty, pretty wonderful, and I'm very, very proud of him and very happy for him, and no longer scared that he's going to have a heart attack. So, okay, so everybody, join me. Again, don't be, like Ian said, don't be a doubting Thomas. Open your mind. Expand your mind. And so this is called 777 breathing. I teach it. It works. It will work for you. And what it is you breathe in for the count of 7. So you inhale through your nose for the count of 7, meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then you're going to hold that breath for the count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then you're going to exhale, and you're going to exhale through your mouth for the count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you're going to breathe in for the count of 7. You're going to hold that breath for the count of 7. And then you're going to exhale, deep exhale for the count of 7. Okay? So if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. You're just going to do the breathing. If you're sitting somewhere, go ahead and close your eyes. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Again, can't take your choice away. It's your life. But let's do the breathing together, and we're going to do it for just a few minutes. It's not going to be the, 30 more minutes or whatnot, just a few minutes. But you're going to find your flow. So breathe. So again, relax. So breathe in for the count of 7. Breathe in through your nose. And hold that breath for the count of 7. And exhale, deep exhale through your mouth for the count of 7. And breathe in once again through your nose, breathing in for the count of 7. And hold that breath for the count of 7. And exhale, deep exhale through your mouth for the count of 7. And breathe in once again, counting 7, letting your mind relax. And hold that breath, letting everything flow, letting that oxygen flow through your body.
And now exhale, deep exhale, letting it all out. Feeling your body relax. And breathe in for the count of seven, allowing that oxygen to flow in. Let it flow into your lungs, filling your lungs. And hold that breath for the count of seven. And exhale, deep exhale through your mouth, letting everything go for the count of seven, allowing your body to relax. And breathe in through your nose once again, counting seven. Allowing that oxygen to flow in freely, filling your lungs. And as you hold that breath for the count of seven, letting all the oxygen do exactly what it's supposed to do, which is flow freely through your body. And exhale, deep exhale. Letting everything go. Again, letting your body sink deeper into relaxation. Breathe in, counting seven. Deep breath. Good breath. And hold. Holding seven. Again, allowing all of that oxygen to flow through freely. And exhale, counting seven, deep exhale, allowing yourself to relax. And breathe in, counting seven, letting your mind clear, being calm, and holding that breath, allowing it to be calm. And exhaling, deep exhale, once again sinking into relaxation, feeling the calmness of your mind and of your body. And breathe in, counting seven, deep, clean breath. And hold, counting seven. And exhale, deep exhale through your mouth. Very calm. Now we're going to take four more breaths. Breathe in. Still very relaxed. And hold. Allowing everything to flow. And exhale, deep exhale. Counting seven. And breathe in. Now feeling everything calm, relaxed, flowing freely, and hold that breath, very focused. And exhale, deep exhale. Counting seven. Let it all go. And breathe in, counting seven. And hold, hold that breath. You found your rhythm. And exhale, deep exhale. And one more breath, breathe in. And hold. And exhale, deep exhale, letting your mind and body sink into relaxation, enjoying the place that you are right now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you're driving, I hope you didn't close them. And that's the 777 breathing. It's very, just to get yourself to a very calm place. Because when we're calm, we we make good life choices. We make life choices that are good for us and for the people around us. So, we're wrapping up our show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Lost Between the Moon and New You City with Danielle Mercurio. Love, Danielle. During the show, you'll understand the spiritual meanings behind the full moon lunar eclipse and how to best prepare yourself. We'll discuss how to use meditation, journaling, and manifestation to channel your focus in a way to create change and get more of what you want in your life. Wednesday, October 8th at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, Wednesday, Wisdom with Kim Ravita. Do you love money? We'll talk about how your money habits, patterns, and behaviors get in the way of you creating the financial freedom you want, and you'll learn several tips to get your money house in order so you can shout from the rooftop, I love money and it loves me. Join us back here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on Monday, October 20th for the episode, Attracting Your Dream Guy, Girl, by Changing Your Energy. On that episode, I will be speaking with Andrew and Sophia, a truly wonderful couple who have been dating for 2 years. During that time, they have weathered many trials and tribulations, taking them from standing on the precipice of a breakup to finding true love together, learning how they did it. Learn how to change your frequency in order to find the true love you're looking for. I want to take a moment and share something that we've been working on at the Universe Series for over a year now. It's super exciting for me to talk about because we've been working with so many of you, our community members, in addition to specialists in behavioral change and curriculum design to come up with our newest offering. A weekend intensive program that provides you with all of the fundamental tools you need to improve, grow, and evolve your life. This is something that you can immediately put to use. It takes the tools I've taught to thousands of clients and students over the last 20 years and puts them into a structured program and process with a workbook, exercises, lectures with me, and more. And it's specifically designed so that you can learn what used to take students months or years to learn over the course of a single weekend with as much impact as possible so you can put these tools into your life immediately. We've spoken to a lot of people, and everyone we spoke to said, the stuff you teach is so wonderful, I can totally see how it would help me in my life, but I just have a hard time making time for it. Well, we just talked about scheduling in this episode. So our first concern was we wanted to design this program so that even if you're busy in your life with your career, with everything else that's going on, you could still make time for one weekend. And over this one weekend, you'll learn all of the most important and fundamental tools to creating a better life for yourself, taught in a way that you can immediately put these tools to use so that you can make it easy to decide to invest in yourself. We're calling it Life Focus Program. And each of these programs will have a slightly different focus so that you can choose the ones that are important for your life. Some will be focused on career success, others on creating a whole new you, and still others on love and relationships. The first of these programs is going to focus on breaking the true love code. Whether you're in a relationship already or searching for one, we all want to be loved, and we all want to love other people. This intensive will help you to find your true love, maintain your true love, or improve your true love. It will be held over the second weekend of November from the 7th through the 9th in San Pedro, California, and it's going to be capped at 10 people max. Send us an email at support@theuniverseseries.com for more information. Remember, it's limited to 10 people, so reserve your seat now by contacting us at support@theuniverseseries.com. We will send you all of the information you need to make an amazing life choice for yourself. I want to leave you with a thought. Everything has a place in your life and in your mind. The more you stress, the less you look at things with a logical eye. Keep things in perspective. Breathe, relax, and enjoy your life. Thank you, Ian and Vanessa, for joining me today here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. I really, really appreciate the both of you.
Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again.